This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Allah defends a believer's dignity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We all stand in need of Allah. Without the attention, without the guidance, and without the mercy of Allah, we are totally lost. Who are the ones who get disregarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they don't get the due attention of Allah? What actions cause such a response and reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's turn towards the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, "Anyone who disregards a believer, whether poor or not, Allah disregards him until he ceases his action." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees certain things. When we look at the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, there are certain promises Allah makes to us. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam informs us that Allah has said, "Let anyone who annoys my believing servant announce a war against me, and let anyone who respects my believing servant be safe from my anger." The question is, who would, in the right state of mind, ever want to pick up a fight with the Almighty and would not be willing to stay safe from Allah's anger? Think about it. Every single one of us, we want to be staying safe from Allah's anger and we want to be in the good books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None can afford to pick up a fight against Allah. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends a believer's dignity. It is such an unfortunate reality that some people curse others. They use curse words, right? They use bad words for other believers. This attitude is strictly prohibited in Islam. Yet some turn a blind eye to the direct and clear instructions of Islam, and they continue this behavior and this attitude of using bad words and using curse words for other believers. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "Surely cursing, when uttered by the cursor, moves back and forth between him and the person cursed. If it finds any reason to be attached to the victim, it attaches. But if not, the cursor himself becomes worthy of it, and it comes back to him. Therefore, beware of cursing a believer, lest your curse come back to you." Unjustly rebuking other believers is refrained in Islam. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Anyone who rebukes a believer, Allah the Almighty will rebuke him in this world and the hereafter." He also said, "He is cursed." Then he repeats, "He is cursed, he who attributes unbelief to a believer, and he who attributes unbelief to a believer is like his murderer." One needs to be extra careful when it comes to the rights of other believers, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends the dignity of a believer. Allah is the shield that protects a believer. If there is a person who wants to attack a believer, they need to know that Allah stands in between their attack and the innocent believer.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.